More than 500 members of the Colonial Heights Baptist Church spent most of the day Saturday doing yard work at the schools as their annual Crestos project.
It means God's kindness.
The Reverend Wes Rose is the church's missions, college, and singles pastor.
Trying to impact our community and show God's kindness, we wanted people to know that we were a church that was serving and out in the community and outside of the church building itself and not just staying behind the stained glass windows.
The church, now on Jeff Davis at Harrogate Road, has about 3,500 members, and schools were chosen that its members have children attending.
Those are in Chesterfield County and Prince George and Hopewell, Petersburg, Colonial Heights, and Dinwiddie.
Community service, he said, is a big part of Colonial Heights Baptist's mission, and everyone was aware that money is tight for all public schools in Virginia during the current economic recession.
That was the thought as you looked at the cutbacks and with school getting ready to start back. It was something that would be visible to the administration and to the students that they came through. And by looking at some of the schools of where they were before Saturday and where they are now, it was a great need that most people really wouldn't even look at until you went through and you saw kind of how things had really gotten out of hand.
The work didn't cost the schools anything. The church paid for the mulch.
Some of the people that went actually have businesses in landscaping, so they not only did they bring their tools and their time with their expertise in helping us do a professional job in a lot of these areas, in a lot of these schools.
Rose noted that the number of people volunteering for Crestos has grown each year.
Nothing as big as this one, but we've done other type Crestos events where we have walked up and down the Colonial Heights Boulevard and cleaned up the boulevard. We've served breakfast and meals to many of the police departments and fire departments. During the peak of the gas prices, we worked with a service station and locally and bought the price down so that we could sell it at a lower price just to be giving back to the community.
There's a popular hymn that says, "They'll know we are Christians by our love," and that's what was going on Saturday.
We have a director of outreach that works very closely with all of our local outreach, and then I do missions, and so we kind of hand-in-hand try to impact not only our community but our world. And so we take an Acts 1-8 model where we're trying to be God's witnesses in our Jerusalem and our Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So this is our Jerusalem, this tri-city in Chesterfield and surrounding counties.
Seeing church members in unexpected places, Rose feels, can be an eye-opener.
A lot of times people would have a preconceived idea that you have a church and people go to church and that's their Sunday thing. And so when you get out of the church walls and you get down to the streets over here, people say that's a little bit different. They don't see that in a lot of churches. One of the things we wanted to be known for here, hey, we served in our community. They know us by what we're doing and the actions. We're showing Christ's love in the area.
The possibilities of this kind of work began about 3 years ago as Colonial Heights Baptist began the move to its current location.
A group of people up here when the cement and the concrete pad had been poured, and people were saying, they were looking at that and said, "Well, it's going to be a big church. And as a staff and ministerial staff, we wanted to tell people, this is a building, but really this pad right here is a launching pad. It's a launching pad to affect our community and our world for Christ."
John Ogle, WCVE News.